Friday night, the paragraph of Vayichulu gets a lot of press time. We say it in Shemona Esrei, and then again after Shemona Esrei, and then again in Kiddush, three different times. So what is the significance of this paragraph? The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Tesamen Beis says that anyone who says Vayichulu on Friday evening becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. So a very dramatic statement. How do we understand this? So the Maharsha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through speech, Basar Ma'amaros, and I don't remember if he says this, but the point of the creation of the world is for people to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he says, when we go ahead and verbally express our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in fact that he created the world, so that makes the whole creation of the world worth it. So we thereby become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. So therefore, we say it Friday nights. Now we're really yotze this when we say it in Shemona Esrei. Tosa is right, Maseches Pesachim, and Avri Pesachim, quoted in the Torah, in Reish Samaches, that we also say it again after Shemona Esrei. Really, it's just because of Yontif, if Yontif falls on Shabbos. If Yontif falls on Shabbos, we don't say Vayichulu in Shemona Esrei. We don't want to miss Vayichulu. So therefore we say it after Shemona Esrei. So therefore it was inserted into the davening every Friday night. But really, we're yotze the real inyan in Shemona Esrei. Then we say it again in Kiddush, just for anybody who didn't daven Ma'ariv. So really, we end up saying it three times, just in case, and just in case. Alpi Kabbalah, the Kavachayim writes, is also an inyan to bedafka say it three times, and therefore that would be another reason. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samaches, in Sif Aleph, that we say it in Shemona Esrei, and then in Sif Zayin, that we say it again after Shemona Esrei.
Would the Kavachayim say that you should say
it
three times on Yom
Kippur? No, Shabbos. It's a Shabbos
thing. When Shabbos
falls on Yom Kippur. Oh, it's a good, yeah, I guess so. It's an interesting point, yeah. He says not to detract from three and not to add on to three. Bedafka three times. Okay? So the Torah just then adds that it's proper to say standing and out loud and together. He doesn't really explain where this comes from. So this apparently comes from the fact that the Rosh, there in Avri Pesachim and Siman Tesvav, seem to have a different girsa in the Gemara and Shabbos. And his girsa said that the person says Vayichulu, he's made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that's a good thing. So therefore, it seems that the way that we say Vayichulu is supposed to mimic the manner of giving edus, even though we're really yotze just in Shemona Esrei. You don't have to do it in a way which mimics giving edus. It's not conventional Haggadah say edus. But nonetheless, it's supposed to mimic that, so therefore you say it's standing and out loud and together. Now the Shulchan Aruch, interestingly enough, he quotes this, that you say it's standing and out loud. He doesn't quote the together part. And the Magen Avraham writes that the Nosei Kelim will quote the Torah, that he's supposed to say it together with other people. Magen Avraham wonders why it's really necessary. Even in conventional Eidus, we don't have all the Eidim testifying together. One gives Eidus and then another one gives Eidus. They don't testify at the exact same time. So, and the Gro also points out, so that's how we pass in Hilchos Eidus. Nonetheless, there is an opinion in Hilchos Eidus that the Eidim testify together, so it's better if people say it together. But certainly, if you don't say it together, that's totally fine. The Taz seem to take a totally different view of this whole Eidus thing. And he says that it's really Mechayesh, a whole new aspect of Vayichulu, which is that it has to be said by the tzibur. It's not just one person. It's not just two people saying it like Eidim. It's the whole tzibur. It's like a pirsum. It's like almost like pirsum anes. That it's kind of like lighting Hanukkah candles in shul almost. That the whole tzibur together gets up and it's like a kiddush Hashem. It quotes the pasuk v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. It's like a kiddush Hashem that in public we go ahead and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world, to the point that if there's no minyan, he says, he's not sure that a person should even say it. And at the very least, if you're going to say it, just have kavanah that you're not being made. That it's just kekori batara. That's what the Taz says. And the Chazanish really accentuates the whole Pirsa Manes thing. So the Mishnah Brura really quotes from the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and quotes from a whole range here. So he says that if you're not saying with the Tzibur after Shemona Esrei, so it's not so say like your Kari Bitara. But then he goes ahead and quotes the other version of Eidus, and he says it's preferable to say it at least with one other person in a way which mimics a more conventional Haggadah say Eidus. But if you can even speed through enough to say with the Tzibur, that would even be preferable. The Chazon Ish criticizes. He said there's no inyan to say with one other person. The whole inyan is Bitzibur. So it's either Bitzibur or nothing. And even Bitzibur, he says, that saying, you don't have to speed through Yishmon Esrei in order to go ahead and say it with Bitzibur. Saying Yishmon Esrei in a comfortable manner is more important. The Rishonim say that we only say Vayichulu after Rishmon Esrei, just up to, you know, Yontav that falls on Shabbos. So Kol Shekein, you shouldn't go ahead and rush through. But the Chazanish seem to be against the practice of Bidafka going out of your way to say it together with one other person, even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Interestingly enough, in Piskei Tshuvos, in the footnotes there, they quote that from one of the Svarim, Orchos Rabbeinu, or Maisei Isha, one of those Svarim, that even though the Chazanish wrote that in his Sefer, in Simon Lamaches, nonetheless, he told Rechaim Kanievsky that Lamaisa, the minhag is like the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, if you miss it, it would be great to have one other person. He points out in the Piskei Tshuvos that according to the Kaf HaChayim, so if a person will say with another person, so it would be better to say with someone who also didn't say it yet. Because if you say with someone who already said it, so then he's saying it four times. And according to the Kaf HaChayim, Alpi Kabbalah, it's supposed to be Bedavka three times. So if a person is able to say with the Tzibur, that's the best. If not, if you can say with one other person, that seems to be the proper minhag. If not, if he says it by himself, that's also okay. And at the end of the day, we shouldn't get too worked up about this issue, because the real union were Mekayim and Shmoneh Esrei. Have a great day, and please do stack the chairs.